It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More loving, less hatred.
This is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And all this week, we've been looking at God's law and how David said, I love it. And how, as a kid, I used to look at it and say, what, is he crazy? I don't love all these laws and rules and regulations. And then the eyes of my understanding was open, and I saw that the law was there to protect us, to keep us alive, to keep us from making decisions that would lead us to destruction and death and hurt and pain. And so we've come through Proverbs, finding different Proverbs that teaches this same principle. Yesterday we looked at the righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. And then we went to Galatians chapter 6, and we read what we already knew, probably, that whatsoever man sows, that and that only is what he's going to reap. And so we want to sow life. We want to sow to the Spirit so that these things will come back on us personally. They'll come back on our children. You know, some children, their lives are so messed up. I've been in education now ever since 1967. I started teaching at Willard High School in Willard, Missouri. I taught there 1 year, then went to service for two. Then I came out here to the Millville area, and I taught in the Millville school system for 10 years from 1970 to 1980. And in 1977, while I was still teaching in the system, we started our own private school, Fairton Christian Center Academy. So that thing has been in existence since 1977 till today. And I've seen so many young people come through our system. Some of them come from homes where they have done their absolute best to build on the foundation of God's truth. And Jesus talked about that, didn't he? The wise man builds on the foundation of his truth. Storms come. Problems come. Every family has them. Every person's going to have them. Satan will see to it that we have them. Plus, we fool ourselves if we say we have no sin, that we know the Bible perfectly, and we can implement God's perfect reactions to every situation. But we can get better and better at that. But wherever we blow it, the enemy has a toehold, and he comes to hurt us. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. But the good man has troubles too. It says in Psalms, it doesn't stop there. It says, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. We have a helper. That's why the Holy Spirit was sent. He's called the Paraclete, one sent alongside of, to grab a hold of, with. We have the presence of the entity of the triune Godhead, the Holy Spirit, that has been sent to be our helper, to be our counselor, to be our empowerer, to be the one that gives us the ability to overcome every situation the enemy tries to throw our way. And so we come into the Word, and one of the things that the Holy Spirit was sent to do was to lead, guide, and direct us into all truth. Why do we need to know truth? Well, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Why do you want to be free? Because you want to live a life of peace. You want to live a life of happiness, a life of joy. You want to be able to bless those who are under your authority. If you're a mom, if you're a dad, you want to bring your children up in such a way that they're going to have a life that is good. And the only way that that's going to happen is by training them up in the way that they should go, in accordance with what Proverbs says. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. He's going to continue to walk in those principles of truth that, when followed, bring blessings, peace, happiness, and safety upon their lives. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3, it says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil. See, God will give you eyes to see, ears to hear. He'll even put wisdom inside of a child. Proverbs says, even a child is known by his doing. When a child is trained up right, he'll be able to perceive in his spirit certain things are right, certain things are wrong. I remember when we were taking our training for our school, they talked about how is it that bank tellers are trained to be able to find counterfeit money. And as they're talking about this, I'm thinking, well, they probably show them all kinds of counterfeit money. And the answer wasn't that at all. It says they're never shown counterfeit money. They're only shown the real thing over and over again so that when the counterfeit comes along, they instantly pick it up. It's the same with training children. Train them in the truth. Train them in the proper way. People say, oh, it's a hothouse experience and these kids aren't going to be able to function in the real world. Listen to me. The real world is not this fallen world of sin and depredation. No, the real world is the world of the kingdom of God. That's what's real. And when you walk in the real world, in the anointing of God, under the power of the Holy Spirit, obeying His truth, the powers of darkness have been defeated over your life and they have no authority over you. All authority in heaven and earth was given to Jesus. He is seated at the right hand of power over everything under the earth, everything above the earth, everything on the earth, every entity that is. He has authority over it. And the Bible clearly teaches that when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are seated with Him in that position of authority. Train the children in the things of God, and they'll have power and an ability to walk away from that which is going to destroy them and entice them to sin. A prudent man foreseeth the evil. You can look at that and say, man, that's not right. I'm not going there. Mm-mm. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. But the simple pass on and are punished. Who gets punished? The simple. The people who won't listen. The people who won't take instruction. The people who won't put themselves into subjection underneath the laws of God. The laws that we talked about on Monday, where David said, oh God, how I love your law. How I love your statutes, how I love your commandments, how I love your precepts, how I love the things that you teach because they are what keep me safe. I've got enough sense not to go to places where evil spirits are, where they're going to try to entice me into doing things that are destructive. Thank you, Jesus. Teach your children, people. Teach them. Teach them to stay away from kids that are bad. Teach them to stay away from drugs. Teach them. Get them in church. It's not good enough to drop them off at the church door. You need to be in church. You need to be seeking God. You need to be laying down the example of what is right and what is wrong. And then be loving and kind. And you can have a family that God's blessings are going to rest on. And instead of people looking at your family and seeing the results of the wicked, they look at your family and they see the results of blessing. They say, what is it that everything seems to be a blessing for you? And you say, it's because I serve Jesus and I am obedient to His commandments. Randy Travis is going to sing Jerusalem's Cry.
The storm on the rise, look around, you can't that's soon to come. Death will march with the mark of the beast. So seek the light and walk with the sun. Soon we'll see his wrath come down, and the Lord descending from the sky. When you hear the trumpet sound, God has answered Jerusalem's cry.
You know, I mentioned earlier one of the things that we were taught or was brought up was how to recognize counterfeit money whenever we were in training for our school. And that's one of the things that people say, well, if you have a Christian school, the kids aren't being prepared for the real world. They're in a hot house and things like that. Well, that's not true. If you teach the truth, if you teach what is right, children are going to recognize what's wrong and they're going to run from it. The Bible commands us to flee that which is evil. But there was something else that was brought up during that training, and the question was put to us, what can you take to heaven with you? Yeah, I remember one of the country and western stars back in the 50s, he was buried in his Cadillac. And I guarantee you the Cadillac's still there. He went someplace, but the Cadillac's still there. Pharaoh tried that, had all this stuff packed away that they were going to take. Well, you can't take it with you. Came into this world naked. Out of this world, you're going naked. All right, well, what can you take to heaven with you other than you can lay up for yourself treasures in heaven? That will be the good deeds, the things that you do for people that's here. But the one thing that you can take to heaven with you is your children. If you will train them up in the way, this should be your number one priority. We're so careful what clothes they wear, what food they wear, make sure they get their vaccines, they get this, they get that. But we let their spiritual self just be taught by whoever. Don't do it. Train up that child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart. This is Pastor Woodson Moore reminding you that if there is Jesus, there will be freedom. Where there is no Jesus, there is no freedom.